It's Thursday, December 4th, and with your ATM News, I am Leonard Witbien. The Ministry of Health, in collaboration with the United Nations Children's Fund, the World Health Organization, and the Nutrition and Food Security Alliance, has published the 2024 Smart Survey results in child nutrition. NASFAN Director Ben Sharnick reported that stunting rates indicating irreversible malnutrition have risen from 24% in 2012 to nearly 30% for last year, signaling an urgent need for action to protect children's health.
So over the last 12 years, chronic malnutrition has increased by 6%. We haven't managed to get the numbers down. Those numbers have increased over the last 12 years from 24% to 30%. And this is something that we as Nutrition and Food Security Alliance of Namibia find really shocking. And it's a call for action to really do something about stunting, malnutrition, ensuring that A, people know how a healthy diet looks like, that we have more food available.
The Bank of Namibia's Monetary Policy Committee has decided to hold the repo rate steady at 6.5%, citing the need to protect the currency peg and sustain economic activity between the Namibia dollar and the rand. The MPC further says in a statement that it reported moderate economic performance, stable inflation, reduced private sector credit extension, an improved trade deficit, and strong international reserves backing the move. South Africa's National Director of Public Prosecutions, Head Shamila Batoi's legal team, has asked the Inkabinda inquiry to expand its terms of reference to include a charge of misconduct. The inquiry, led by retired Judge Bess Kabinde, is assessing the fitness of suspended Gauteng Director of Public Prosecutions, Andrew Chauke. He was suspended in July after Batoi filed a complaint with President Cyril Ramaphosa. Kabinde said any changes to the terms must be taken up with the presidency.
To compile a record to the president of documents that were not properly filed before us, because what is filed before us online may have to be a record to the president, meaning we have to consider everything that is filed before us.
To North Africa, the French government has criticized an Algerian court for upholding a 7-year prison sentence for a French journalist despite France's efforts to intervene. In a statement seen by Reuters, the French Foreign Ministry expressed regret that its cooperation and the defense team's explanations were insufficient to alter the verdict, calling for the journalist's release and hoping for a swift reunion with his family. To the U.S., where the Republican candidate has won Tennessee's special U.S. House election, but the single-digit margin in a conservative district could be a warning sign for the GOP ahead of next year's midterm elections. Kate Fisher is our correspondent in Washington.
In a district that President Trump won by 22 points last year, the candidate he backed defeated a progressive candidate by just under 9 points. It helps to maintain the Republican slim majority in Congress, but the relatively tight margin in a deep red district could suggest that voters are cooling on Mr. Trump ahead of 2026's midterm elections. Some moderate Democrats are arguing whether a more centrist candidate may actually have won or come closer, as the party debates over whether to nominate moderates or progressives who tend to energize younger voters. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.